This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com.
You got a story about how much these two Final Four runs are costing NC State, with not only raises and bonuses, but extensions. Let's start with Kevin Keats, who has clearly hit the jackpot after taking the Wolfpack to a Final Four for the first time in 41 years. Where does it start?
I think it starts with a two-year extension, right? So he had an extension through 2028. Now this pushes him to 2030, and he gets a 500 just for reaching the Final Four. I mean, not just, but for reaching the Final Four, he gets a $500,000 raise in each of those seasons. So that's at least worth 6 years, $500,000, $3 million right there. plus you're looking at, $300,000 in bonuses so far, and that can go up. You can get another $100,000 raise if they win the national title. I mean, NC State's going to be paying for this for quite a while, and I'm sure they'll take it, but they're going to be paying for it.
The interesting thing is that, and look, I would not have advocated for it, and I said it many, many times on this show and on interviews where I was on other stations, right? Like, I think he's a good coach, and I think they think he's a good coach, and I don't think they want to pay a good coach not to coach and then go hire another coach. So I kind of always thought that they were going to bring him back for another year, but the year ended so badly and there was some apathy that I could have certainly seen them moving on, but I just didn't get that feeling. So if you're of the mind that they were going to fire him, what a turnaround.
Well, and this is the question I would have for NC State fans. Now is not the right time to ask this, but they're probably going to rip up this contract and give him a new one. But even say they don't, he's going to be making $3.2 million a year through 2030. Like, they had zero tournament wins in his first six seasons. Like, do you trust that? Is that the real NC State level of the program, or what you've seen since, you know, March started is the real level, or is it somewhere in between? And you're going to be paying him to the level of, hey, this is a Sweet 16 type of coach. This is a Sweet 16 type of program. You know, $3.2 million is not the high end by any means,
right?
But it's not the low end either. And so, is the expectation going to be that, hey, it's not going to take us 41 more years to get to the Final Four? We need to see regular NCAA tournament appearances, look. They're going to be NC State's going to be on cloud nine for a decade, right? This, but at some point, you're going to have to earn that contract a little bit.
So, interesting story that kind of works with this. In 2006, LSU beat Duke in the Sweet 16. I was at the game. It was J.J. Redick's last game for the Blue Devils. I'm trying to remember where that game, I think it was in Atlanta, where the regional was held. And LSU was not a fan at all of John Brady, who was then the basketball coach. But he took LSU to a Final Four. His contract was up. Like, he didn't have another year. They were going to let him walk. But he took LSU to a Final Four. LSU can't let a Final Four coach walk away. And they had talent on that team. They had, like, big guys who played in the NBA. Garrett Temple probably played longer than most of their big guys as kind of a combo defensive-oriented guard. So they had good players. So they signed him to a contract extension. I don't think he made it out of year two before they moved on from John Brady because they didn't like him to begin with. But I think this is different, and I think the passion for basketball at NC State, like, I don't anticipate the program cratering is what I'm saying. And as long as the program doesn't crater, I think Kevin Keats is going to be here for a while until he wants to leave.
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone could do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And interesting in the way that they structure these contracts with these raises. Those raises actually go into supplemental compensation,
okay,
which means Keats gets it every year. But if there was a buyout, the buyout only counts against his annual salary, which gotcha. Doesn't change. So the annual salary stays the same, but the supplemental compensation goes up year by year. And so it shouldn't change any buyout information. Look, you know, I was there when they lost to Duke at the beginning of the month, the beginning of right. March. And there was
the 4th of March. They
right. There was
Duke
general apathy in PNC Arena. And, yeah. and this sense that, like, all right, well, we don't know what's going to happen next, but are people really going to fill this place next year? And now all of a sudden they're in the Final Four. They're America's sweethearts. I would imagine this is going to help with recruiting and the transfer portal and all that stuff. And so excitement around NC State basketball should be sky high next year.
You would think, all right, what did it mean for Wes Moore? My friend is actually going to join us in 9 minutes or whatever it is.
Yeah, you know, Wes Moore, similarly structured contract in that he gets contract extensions for each, you know, for performance, except he's already met all those. So his contract's been extended as far out as it can be, by the letter of his contract.
Right.
He's got a $150,000 raise for reaching the Final Four, $150,000 bonus, another $50,000 bonus for where the women are going to finish in the AP poll. He can earn another $150,000 raise for winning the national title and another $150,000 in bonuses for reaching the title game and then winning the national title. His salary is actually like $1 million at the moment, and which is, you know, high for women's basketball, but certainly not the highest. I do imagine he'd be in line for a new contract as well.
My gosh, to be Wes Moore, right? honestly, I love Kevin. Wes Moore, much like DJ Burns, who has personality just coming out of his body, that's Wes Moore. He is. This stage is going to be awesome for Wes Moore. Everybody's going to see how much fun this guy is just as a person. I look forward to that.
Yeah, and I hope NC State gets enough, the women's team gets enough attention. One, because they're competing against the men for attention dollars. Right. But two, they're going to a Final Four that has Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers and an undefeated South Carolina team. Like, right. I hope they're competing for a lot of attention dollars with the other women's teams that are there. So I hope this NC State team gets kind of the recognition or the attention that it deserves, because it's a great story. And Westmore's a tremendous coach. And I hope they get it, because it's going to be a lot of Caitlin Clark talk and undefeated South Carolina talk and Paige Beckers talk.
I think we talked to Wes last year. They had played Iowa last year, and I believe they played him out there and beat him. And he says, we held Caitlin Clark to 47. so they still managed to win the game somehow. But yeah, Caitlin Clark is a next level star. Real quick before I let Brian Murphy go. And by the way, when we started this segment, I was frantically trying to get in an anytime goal scorer soccer bet. How's a brief history of Triangle Sports going? How's the podcast going? What do we have coming up?
Yeah, well, the podcast, I thought, came out really well. I hope people will check it out anywhere you get your podcast. A Brief History of Triangle Sports, a 4-part series on how we got sports gambling here in North Carolina. And in the first week, North Carolina placed $200 million worth of bets. A lot of
how
that
much?
Was $200 million worth of bets.
In the first week?
In the first week. How nice. Many of those were on NC State to reach the Final Four or NC State to win the national championship? We'll find out here shortly. But I think we're going to blow the projections out of the water. Now, a lot of that, I think about 85 million of that was promotional bets.
Right.
So people certainly took advantage of all the bets that were out there, the free money that was out there. But I think we're going to – so I think it was $42 million in revenue, you know, taxable revenue
right.
From the gambling operators. They had estimated, I think, $50 million in the first year. we're going to blow past that number.
Yeah.
I mean, the amount coming to the state is going to be far higher, I think, than any of the projections had set forth. It'll be interesting. I'm watching for a couple things. You know, one, you know, what do they do with all that money? Do they carve out some more of it for gambling addiction? Do they carve out some more of it for other athletic departments, including NC State and UNC, which are not getting any money right now? And then, you know, we've seen the NCAA come down hard, and we saw Armando Bacot talk about this, like prop bets on college athletes. Lawmakers in North Carolina have already said, we're not interested in regulating that, even though Charlie Baker's asked for some regulation on that. I don't think that's going to change here in North Carolina, so you'll still be able to place, you know, how many rebounds will DJ Burns get here in the Final Four? You'll still be able to place those bets next year, it sounds like. But those are some of the issues that I think we'll be confronted with in the next couple of months. But the rollout's been tremendous, and at least anecdotally, that's all people want to talk about when I talk to them.
It's incredible. I mean, I check my FanDuel account like daily. It's not, I mean, I'm not doing poorly, but I'm not exactly taking advantage of all of their free bonus wagering.
Well, it's unrelenting. They'll send you a bonus offer every single day, whether it's single game parlays or profit boosts or odds boosts. I mean,
I don't even understand any of that stuff. I can't fathom. I don't know. My brain is not working that. I don't know why I can't figure it out. But I can't. I have too many things to do. Do we have a breakdown of which sports have done the best yet, or we won't have that? We won't get that until maybe the FanDuels of the world actually break that down for us.
Yeah, I'm imagining most of this is college basketball, right? That's what's happening right now. So I think it'll take a little time to see what, you know, how much golf betting there is or baseball betting.
And we have the U.S. Open coming, right?
Right.
So real
and
quick,
obviously when we get into football season.
Do people who are coming into town, coming into the state for the U.S. Open, when they place wagers on their phones, does it count for North Carolina or does it count for wherever they're based?
It counts for North Carolina. Those bets will be counted. That's why they geolocate you, so they know which bets are taking place
big time
in the state. And I think by the end of April, we may have a breakdown on which operators are doing the best. So, you know, is FanDuel and DraftKings have the majority of the market share, or is it more spread out to Caesars and ESPN and some of the others?
I'll take Rory McIlroy right now to win the U.S. Open. Brian Murphy.
How about the Masters? That's even closer.
Yeah, well, he's not going to win the Masters.
who is? I need your pick. I need to know.
Man.
It's hard to bet against Scheffler, right?
You'd just be a dope to bet against him right now. I mean, unless he forgets which end of the putter to use, which, I mean, at times it's looked like that was the case. He's just a machine. I know he didn't win last week from a winning position, which was surprising for him. But, you know, he can't win every week. Maybe he can. I don't know. But I'll tell you what. On Monday or later in the week, I will definitely give you my pick to win the Masters.
There you go.
I promise.
Scheffler or Niemann. Those are the two favorites, I think.
Joaquin Niemann. Very nice. Then Liv Golf can remind us how their tour is so great because Niemann plays on it. Because that's what every time one of their players does well, they remind us how good. Like, nobody has denied that you have good players. Nobody. Brian Murphy at Murph's Turf on Twitter, WRAL Sports investigative reporter. Brief history of Triangle Sports gambling in North Carolina. I thank you, man, as always, for the time.
All right, thanks, Adam.
You got it.